Region of Waterloo Public Health added 19 new cases of COVID-19 to its summary dashboard on Tuesday. Data was not provided Monday due to the Thanksgiving holiday. There have been 19,852 cases here since March 2020. The active caseload is now down to 119. 6 people are being treated for the virus in a local hospital, 4 are in intensive care. 85% of residents 12 and over are now fully vaccinated. Over 89% of eligible residents have received at least one dose of the vaccine, which works out to over 894,000 doses. Here are some other updates from the region's COVID summary dashboard. 6,546 cases have screened positive for variants of concern. 3,127 are the Alpha variant, first found in UK, 21 are linked to the Beta variant, first detected in South Africa, 3,038 are linked to the Delta strain, first located in India, 98 are linked to the Gamma variant, first found in Brazil, 262 cases where a mutation has been detected, 19,430 resolved cases, 98%. There have been 300 COVID-related deaths in the region. No new deaths were reported Tuesday. Over 607,000 tests have been done. There are 8 active outbreaks in the region. New Grand River Collegiate, 2 cases. New Parkway Public School, 2 cases. Hespler Public School, 2 cases. Trinity Village Studios Retirement Home, 3 cases in residence. Garderie de Luton's Kitchener, childcare, 3 cases. J.F. Carmichael Public School, 3 cases. Woodland Christian High School, multiple cohorts, 6 cases. Food processing 14, 4 cases. Meanwhile, the province reported 848 cases in the past 2 days. Of the Tuesday cases, 260 were unvaccinated. The rest of the provincial COVID-19 totals are posted below. 82% of those 12 and over have been fully vaccinated. 592,714 total cases, 578,553 resolved cases in hospital due to COVID-19. Unvaccinated 12, partially vaccinated 39, fully vaccinated. ICU data 68 unvaccinated 7 partially vaccinated 14 fully vaccinated 9,792 deaths 18,280 tests completed Monday, over 18.41 million since January 15, 2020.